the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma faqbal udhri warham shiddat dhurri wa fukkani min shidd wa thaqi. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the divine supplication of Kumail. Allahumma faqbal udhri warham shiddata dhurri wa fukkani min shaddi wa thaqi. O Allah, so accept my excuse, have mercy upon the severity of my affliction, and release me from the stiffness of my fetters. Ya Rabbi irham dha'fa badani. My Lord, have mercy upon the weakness of my body. وَرِقَّةَ جِلْدِي. And have mercy on the thinness of my skin. وَدِقَّةَ عَذْمِي. And the frailty of my bones. يَا مَنْ بَدَأَ خَلْقِي وَذِكْرِي وَتَرْبِيَتِي وَبِجْرِي وَتَغْذِيَتِي. O you who raised in my creation to the remembrance of me, to the nurture of me, to the goodness toward me, and to the nourishment of me. هَبْنِي لِبْتِدَاءِ كَرَمِكَ وَسَالِفِ بِالرَّكَبِي. Bestow upon me for the sake of your having given rise to me with generosity and your previous goodness to me. Earlier on, we said that in this part of the supplication, the supplicant, the deserving servant, is truly feeling that he is at the doors of Almighty Allah's mercy and those doors are open for him. And the servant feels that Allah is ready to listen to the servant's prayer. So that's why the servant states, O Allah, accept my excuse. O Allah, release me from the fetters of my soul. This kind of soul would fly toward the Lord. This kind of soul will remain under His mercy forever. But the one who is the prisoner of the fetters of evil, cannot obey Allah, cannot do any good. Those people who are not released from the fetters of their own souls are imprisoned by Satan in this world and would leave the world with much sorrow and regret. And in this state, they feel they have lost everything. They feel they are in mere poverty and destruction. Their wealth, their positions, their children are of no use to them, and they are somehow drawn to the hell by satanic fetters. We'll be back with a Quranic story about this issue.
Oh Allah, accept my apology and have pity on my intense sufferings and set me free from my heavy fetters. My nourisher, have mercy on the weakness of my body, the delicacy of my skin and the brittleness of my bones. O he who originated my creation and accorded me my individuality and ensured my upbringing and welfare and provided my sustenance, I beg you to restore your favors and blessings upon me as you did in the beginning of my life.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, earlier in this episode, we said that the one who is not released from the fetters of the soul feels that he is totally broken, feels that he has lost everything, and whatever he has accumulated in the world cannot do him any good. It has been narrated that when Harun, the ruler of Abbasi, got seriously ill in Khorasan, he had a doctor come from Tus. The doctor ordered to give him his urine sample along with those of other patients and also healthy people. When the doctor examined those samples one by one, he came to Harun's and then by examining it, he said to tell the owner of this sample to prepare his will because his strength has weakened drastically. When Harun heard this, he got really disappointed with life. And he then was informed that the rumor of his death is being spread among people. When he heard this, he decided to get on a horse and ride among the people to make the people believe that he's not ill, he's not close to his death, and this is only a rumor that he is preparing his will, he's totally in control of his body and his self, and he has got no problem. So he decided to get on a horse to ride among the people, but when he started doing so, the animal's knees suddenly got weak. Seeing this, Harun said, "Get me off the animal, because the rumors are obviously true." Then he ordered some shrouds and chose one of them. And afterwards, he said, "Prepare a grave for me beside my bed." Then he looked at the grave and recited these Quranic verses. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهْ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهْ. My wealth has availed me nothing. My authority is gone away from me. In this part of the Kumail supplication, we see that the sinner is believing that his wealth does not save him from Allah's chastisement. Not only his wealth did not rescue him, but also he lost his power and kingdom. So that is why we must return to Allah and ask for forgiveness. Ask him to have mercy upon the weakness of our bodies, upon the thinness of our skins, and upon the frailty of our bones. يَا رَبِّ ارْحَمْ ضَعْفَ بَدَنِي وَرِقَّةَ جِلْدِي وَدِقَّةَ عَظْمِي. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, Take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.